All righty. Child Poverty Action Group convener and housing spokesperson Alan Johnson is here to comment on the Prime Minister Hipkins ruling out introducing a wealth or capital gains tax. Let's go there, Alan. Sorry about that. I jumped the gun on my introductions there, brother. A warm welcome to Wāte. Mekwe hoki. Matua matariki, Alan. Thanks for joining us. Well, was the Prime Minister's announcement yesterday a bit of a surprise to you, Alan?
Oh, it was a bit. I mean, we were hoping for something more courageous and imaginative than what we came up with, which was nothing. But the fact that he ruled it out without any sort of options for any future sort of movement was disappointing, really. And it really, what it does do is consigns a sort of the degeneration of younger people to exactly what we've got now, which is just rising inequality, homelessness, you know, inability to address questions of you know, the impacts of climate change, that sort of thing.
So there's a lot of talk saying we care about the plight of those who are in the most difficult of circumstances and can't find their way out of them. I mean, you know, pay's been frozen, prices are going through the roof. So this lacks courage, don't you think? But, of course, middle New Zealand and those who are making money from owning multiple houses could determine the government come October. So I guess there's a nervousness. So it's politics before people by the looks of it.
Well, it's certainly politics before principles. You know, I think people are still in the equation for the government, and they do claim to be concerned about people, you know, at the bottom of the economic ladder. The reality is, for example, if you look at housing, we need to be building far more social housing units than we're building. We need to be probably trebling that level of construction. To do that requires money. The money has to come from somewhere. Why shouldn't it come from the people who are benefiting the most from the society that we have right now? And that's the people who own the wealth. You know, a study that was done by IRD about 3 months ago showed that the wealthiest 311 families in the country paid taxes of less than 10%. And that they had an average wealth of $100 million. And the question you've got to ask is, why shouldn't those people be contributing a lot more to the general well-being of people in Aotearoa than they are?
That's what we would hope. So this has been ruled out. The Greens have gone in saying that they would tax the uber or super rich. But it seems to be an area that this Labor government is hesitant to push hard in. What needs to happen from your perspective, Alan?
Look, Mr. Hipkins has obviously put a line in the sand. He said this is the end of story for him. That's fine. At least people know where they stand with Labor and they can make their choices come election day. The Greens have been very clear that they stand for tax reform. And, you know, people obviously have to choose what the balance of the values that they get out of each party in terms of how they cast their vote. But I think Mr. Hipkins at least has been upfront and honest to say this is where he stands. And, you know, the Greens have been fairly adamant that they stand for something different. People can make that choice. And you know, I'm hopeful that people think about the long term when they cast their vote and think about our rangatahi and our tamariki and what sort of future we're going to build for them over the next generation. Because the current way we organise things is very unequal, doesn't address the underlying problems that we have as a society, and we won't have any change.
Do you think change will come? We pride ourselves on being a population of fair-minded people for the most part, but the baby boomers have got the bulk of the dosh at the moment, as you've touched on. Do you have a hope that the next generation of New Zealanders will see that the playing field is far from level and try and address the shortcomings that this current generation obviously are hesitant to address?
Look, you know, it's probably not news, but the baby boomers like me won't live forever. There will be a political reckoning at some point where the balance of power shifts to Generation X and the millennials and Generation Y, etc. I'm hopeful that they'll have a different perspective of the way the world is than mine and your generation does. We only have to look, for example, at that the gains that have been made around treaty issues and the move towards building a bicultural society over the last generation to know that those significant changes can occur. And, you know, at some point they have to start, and I guess that's what's most disappointing about Mr. Hipkins' unwillingness to even contemplate change, that it's just the inevitable delayed. And I just think that ultimately we will have a wealth tax, ultimately we will have a rebalancing of the economic scales in favour of the young and the poor, but it's just about a matter of when, and ideally, you know, for people like us at Child Poverty Action Group, we want to get on with that mahi right now instead of having to wait at least another election and probably two after that.
Tēnā koe, Alan. It needs to have pressure applied from NGOs, non-government organisations, social service providers, organisations like the one you represent, and tangata whenua. We need a concerted challenge to this ideology or philosophy to not tax the uber-rich. How important that Māori interests are factored in here and that we provide a united front in the challenge to get change.
Look, I think both Māori and non-Māori have obviously clearly have a future in this country, and we need to work for that future collectively. The taxation of wealth obviously is something that will impact on wealthy Māori as well as wealthy non-Māori, wealthy Pākehā. So clearly it's maybe not in some people's interest to see that. But, you know, if you think about iwi and hapu and the assets that they have and the way that they're struggling to develop those assets, particularly in the face of climate change, the reality is that a rebalancing of tax base will only advantage them in their struggle. And you know, you listeners are probably familiar and maybe amongst the whānau that are struggling with housing, particularly in rural areas. Tax reform won't harm them. And I think Mr. Hipkins sort of wrapped the whole question of tax reform up with, you know, the concern for struggling families and the need to keep things, you know, constant and certain. And the reality is that those two things are quite different. And I think what we should be avoiding is this idea of getting drawn into a debate that says that the interests of the uber-rich are somehow related to our interests. They're frankly not.
Tēnā koe. Can we just touch on a piece that John Gerritsen wrote for RNZ Today? He is suggesting that a budget document shows that Treasury doesn't support the free school lunch program Ka Ora Ka Ako. These are the first two lines of his report. A report for the Finance Minister, Robertson, said evaluation showed the program had no effect on attendance and provided little benefit for Māori students. That's not what we have been hearing. Again, those who are doing it toughest, their future's being compromised. There's plenty of support for this Kai in Schools program. And those doing it toughest from Struggle Street are benefiting from it most. Alan, what would you say of this?
Look, I guess, and I haven't read reports, so I can't, you know, obviously comment on Treasury's reasoning for that. They may be correct to say, well, there's been no difference in rates of school attendance, but we all know that you know, since COVID, that the rates of school attendance and our tamariki's patterns of going to school have changed. And so it's all very well to say, well, this didn't change anything, but everything else was changing in the background as well. So to claim that the school, the lunches and schools program was going to be that cure-all, that was going to bring everything, all the tamariki back to school, was pretty hopeful. You know, my experiences in working with schools in Manurewa is that, you know, we were running breakfast programs, and it doesn't matter whether or not it's the motivation for getting tamariki to school. Sometimes it is, but the reality is it's a program that actually makes certain that when tamariki arrive at school, they're in a good place to learn. It's a way of them sharing kai and being part of a school community. I think there's a whole lot of other benefits from that program that probably haven't been considered by the Treasury.
Great talking with you, Alan. Thanks very much for drawing our attention to the shortcomings in approach and boldness from the government regarding what they could do with capital gains tax on the wealthy, but have opted not to. Alan Johnson with us. He's the convener and housing spokesperson for the Child Poverty Action Group. Alan, thank you, and all the best to you and your whānau.
Yeah.
For
Matariki, brother. Kia ora, Dale, all the best to you. Tāki tāno.
Hei konei rā. You were sick.